When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I'm all over the place. You know it. I know it. Here we go. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. This is my cross to bear. I've been in psychotherapy for the last almost 4 years, October of 2017. The point of my entire platform, the growing platform on YouTube, TikTok, over 500,000 people, Instagram, everywhere, is to bring validation to victims and survivors of narcissistic abuse and things of that nature. And also, y'all, get more narcissists into therapy if that's possible, to bring awareness to mental illnesses and mental health disorders and things of that nature. Today's episode is going to be about a narcissist dying quest to be needed. At the essence of narcissism, at the essence of this personality disorder, is the narcissist, like, just the quest to be needed and to be in control of everything, of all the situations and things like that. A narcissist, at the essence, at the core of the narcissist being, they just want to be needed. We just want to be needed. So a lot of times when you're in a narcissist relationship, or parent, daughter, son, it just doesn't have to do with romantic relationships. It can, you know, go outside of romantic relationships. I just talk about romantic relationships a lot because it's, you know, that's what I experienced the most of, and this was most prevalent online and things like that. But a narcissist just wants to be needed. So if a narcissist feels like they don't, that you don't need them, I call it narcissistic math. It's when the narcissist does the math, and it's like, if I subtract myself from this person's life, what will change in their life? If the answer is nothing, just my body, just my presence is missing, then they will either discard you, devalue you, or they will try to create that need in your life. When I do my one-on-ones, this is true as well. I was like, when people was like, I just got discarded for no reason. I was like, well, did you need him? Did you need her? Like, what did you need that person for? I tell them to do the narcissistic math equation. I said, subtract that person from your life. What are you missing other than their body, other than, you know, sex? What are you missing other than that? Nothing really. I don't know what I was missing. You know, nothing, just the presence, just the body. Okay, perfect. And that's why you got discarded. They just discarded you for no reason. It wasn't in the narcissist brain. It wasn't for no reason. They might have found a situation that's better fitted for them, where they might feel more needed, you know, in situations like that. So if you don't need them financially, they will try to create a financial need for themselves in your life. They will try to sequester the bank accounts, try to get you to do a joint account where they somehow have control of all the money. Like, you put your own money into the account, they put their money into the account, but there's one debit card, and then you have to ask to spend your own money. How does that make sense, y'all? You know what I mean? I don't know why I'm out of breath. I'm trying to talk too fast. I'm out of breath. Sorry about that, y'all. I'm recollecting myself right now. I'm breathing right now. I'm chilling right now. See, I'm back. So yeah, they'll financially sequester everything. Like, all the money will be in one account, and they will have control over it. Or when you try to spend anything, when you try to spend even your own money, they will chastise you for it. They will put you down for it. They will devalue you for trying to spend your own money or the family's money, especially if it's a narcissistic, like, man or woman that's in charge of the finances, or they are like the breadwinner. You don't do anything. I make all the money. You need to ask me to spend everything. So guess what? There's a financial need. There's that financial need. Now you need them financially. You see how that worked right there? It's like a little twist. They sequestered all the money, whereas when you didn't need them at first, now you have a financial dependence upon that person. Now you have a financial need. They feel needed. So they're more likely to stay and treat you terribly, but they feel needed, so they'll stay longer. They'll still devalue you. They'll still do the narcissistic stuff, but they'll stay, and they feel needed. So like I said, if a narcissist feels like you don't need them, they will either leave you, or they will create that need for themselves in your life. And then another example of that, like, Let's say you don't need them financially. You don't need them for anything else. But you need them for love, care, and affection. That's why they saw to take that away from you. That's why at the beginning of the relationship, they'll love bomb the bejesus out of you a lot of times. Not all narcissists love bomb. Let me say that. Why am I out of breath? Not all narcissists will love bomb you. So at the beginning of some relationships, most relationships with narcissists, they will love bomb the bejesus out of you. So you get so used, you get so addicted to that love, you get so addicted to that affection, you get so used to all of that good stuff that, you know, those endorphins are flying, all those good chemicals are flowing through your body. And then when you need them for that, guess what? Yank. You head over heels in love with this person. Guess what? They start to take it away from you little by little. Is love care, like love and affection, like one of your love languages? Guess what? You're not going to get it as much. They will literally torture you with love, care, and affection. I've done so many one-on-ones with people where, like, it's like my narcissist just comes home, doesn't even hug or kiss me or anything like that, doesn't even acknowledge me, but they'll run straight to the dog or the kids or something like that. The bird, the wildest one that was like was a parrot. Ignore the wife when you come home and speak to the parrot. And the parrot, like, hey, honey. And I was like, what? So they wasn't giving you love, care, and affection, but they was giving it to the parrot because you needed it, because you needed them for it. And they wanted to keep that need there because a narcissist feels like if they give it to you too much, if they overwhelm you with it, if they oversupply you with it, you will take it for granted. So they take it away from you piece by piece, little by little. So they start to devalue you and take that love and care and affection away from you. So you need it. Texting my wife, y'all. She about to go live. So yeah, you'll need that love, care, and affection and things of that nature. So they'll take it away from you. So now you didn't need them financially, but guess what? Now you need them for that love, care, and affection. And you're a good person. You got a lot of empathy. You got a lot of care. You know the potential of this person. So you know they have the potential to love you. They have the potential to give you that care and affection. So you stay wanting it, needing it. Needing them for it. And then you stay there and they keep like, it's like on a string right there. You catch up to it, they'll pull the string away from you. Give you a little dose. And that's a lot of times how you get trauma bonded. Because they give you enough and they take it away from you. It's like a drug. You need a hit. You're like, I need a hit of that love and affection. And they'll give you a little bump. They give you a little bump of love. A little bump of affection. You know, a little bump of which is the emoji, little bump of cheeks or some eggplant. You know, they'll give it to you. You get a little bit, little taste every once in a while to keep you there, to keep you addicted to them. And then they'll reel it back in. So now they create a bigger need for it. So when they start doing less for you, they'll start doing less. Like a hug means so much more when you get neglected. A kiss means so much more when you're getting neglected. A dollar means so much more when you're getting financially neglected and abused. Like gifts mean so much more when you're not used to getting them. So, yeah, you need them for that as well. I'm talking too fast, y'all. I need to slow down my speech because I should not be breathing this hard. Another faction of when you, like a narcissist will create a need for you is communication. At the base of most normal human beings, the need for communication is huge in y'all. The need, I say y'all because I'm a narcissist. The need for communication is huge in most people. So you want to communicate. I don't need some people. You want to communicate through text. You want to communicate through language, through, you know, touch, feel, all the other good stuff. So guess what? When a narcissist knows you need it, they take it away from you. They punish you by, you know, withdrawing it from you. So guess what? Here comes the silent treatment. For whatever reason, when you piss them off, they're like, okay, I know you need love, care, and affection. So guess what? Here's some silent treatment instead. So now you're going crazy because you need it. Now you crave some. You crave communication. Like it feels. Like that's one of the worst things when I talk to people over Zoom and whatnot. They say the silent treatment is one of the worst things that they can get because they need to communicate. They need to know what they did wrong. Sometimes, like, what did I do wrong? Talk to me. Nope. Silent treatment. Stonewalling. Act like you don't exist. Like it's like playing Ghost Man. Like do do do. Hey, honey, can you tell me what I did wrong? And then guess what? You explode. You get the reactive abuse. And then you, when you explode and you need their, you get their reaction, they get their reaction from you. They'll pull your phone out. They'll pull their phone out and record you reacting negatively to their abuse, to their mental or physical abuse or whatever. So now you're on camera screaming, yelling, throwing stuff, hitting them, whatever. And then they'll threaten, they'll use that as leverage to keep you there now. So now you need them to not, you know, show the world that you're crazy. I'm doing finger quotes if you're on a podcast. Show the world that you're crazy, quote unquote, finger quotes. So be careful of that right there, because like at the essence of narcissists is that need. Like, let me just tell you, they just want to be needed. Like big babies, they want to be needed. So they create it in their lives, they create it in your life. So you can't get rid of them. Like, it's harder to get rid of somebody that you need. If you want them, you know, if you want them, you can get rid of them easy. Like, I just want you, I don't need you, bye. But if you need me, you can't get rid of me that hard. You can't get rid of me that easy. If you need me and you don't want me, it's still harder to get rid of me than if you wanted me and didn't need me. I just want you, bye. I don't really need you though. I don't need you to take care of these kids. I don't need you to pay no bills. I don't need you to make me happy. I don't need you for anything. Boom. What? I want to be needed. No. So they'll go out their way to create that need for the end of life. So that's why I say when you're dealing with narcissists, you can be in a relationship. Just remain, have some independence in your love, care, and affection. Have a lot of self-love. Have a lot of, you know, friends and stuff like that. So when that narcissist goes silent on you, you have somebody to communicate to. When you get financially, the financial abuse starts or whatever, you need them for finances. Have your own little secret bank account. Keep the account separate. No matter what they say, they'll treat you badly. A couple is supposed to have one account. It's our money. We're supposed to spend it together. Yes, we can spend it together. Like, you'll know what I have and I know what you have. That's cool. You know what I mean? This is exactly how it is now. Because even in my own situation now with my wife, like, we have separate accounts. But, you know, she's a stay-at-home mom. Like, she rocks the world at doing that. You know what I mean? I'm out here doing everything else. But we still have separate accounts. And she feels kind of, you know, weary of joining bank accounts and just having one thing. Because, you know, she thinks I'm going to financially abuse her. And she's right to think that sometimes. Because, like, how the past has dictated how I've been doing. You know what I mean? So I have to work harder at doing that. So, yeah, I have to work harder to be a normal person. But anyway, y'all, that's going to cut today's episode short. Because my wife's about to come down here and go live. I got to get the baby. And that's it right there. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Hope y'all like the new setup right here I got right now. Like, you know, new setup. But I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more, y'all. Like and subscribe. Let's get these followers up so we can share the message to the world. So, you know, if you're watching, if you're listening on the podcast on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars. Give it a nice rating. Leave a nice comment. It's like, you changed my life. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank y'all again. Peace.